Camping Canada is sponsored by Subaru. There's a lot to love about Subaru. Just visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Let's hit that button so we still have some sound. Carson, say what's up to Kristen from Stoke.
Hey, Kristen, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Good morning.
I'm doing all right. I'm in my second cup of coffee, I think. We're getting there.
There you go, me too.
I might be awake by 10.
I'm going to have four. That's before all that the show's over. The walls are going to be vibrating.
Yep.
Kristen, can you kick Carson out of the studio, please?
Carson, get out.
Okay, then. Good luck to you.
They're much nicer to Kennedy. All right, Kristen, five pop culture trivia questions. If you get more right than Carson today, you're going to get $100. We have sequestered him into that soundproof studio. He is already staring at his phone and doom scrolling, not paying any attention. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, question number one. The New England Patriots unveiled a 12-foot Tom Brady statue outside of the stadium. What town do the Patriots play in?
Foxborough.
Chad Michael Murray says he was hospitalized for 2 months when he was a teenager, and he almost died when his intestines became twisted up, so that's a new fear unlocked. Chad Michael Murray is best known for his role as Lucas Scott on which TV teen drama?
One Tree Hill, and he is a big Bills fan, just like me. Go Bills.
Oh, you're a Bills fan?
I am.
Well, nobody's perfect. Question number three. Singer Eric Carmen was born today in 1949, and he also blocked Carson on Twitter. His song Hungry Eyes was featured in which classic Patrick Swayze movie?
Dirty Dancing.
And question number four. Tom Holland shared a video of his first day on the set of Spider-Man Brand New Day. In 2022, Tom Holland and Mark Wahlberg starred in a movie based on a famous video game. What is the movie called?
I have no idea.
Ooh, just like the Bills, you start fading at the end.
Oh.
Question number five. Bob Dylan is back in the studio. He recently had a biopic made about him starring Timothy Chalamet. What's that called?
Oh, crap. No, I can't think of the name of that either. I can picture it, but I can't think of it.
All right, let's get Carson back in the studio.
Carson.
I'm only playing, Kristen. I still love you, even if you're a Bills fan.
We all have our
fans. That says a lot about her personality.
Oh, that means I'm really nice.
She's so cantankerous.
To be fair, I do love Bills Mafia. They just get hammered in the parking lot and jump through flying tables.
I gotcha.
It's pretty cool. And Kristen, who is from Stowe, and she's also an architect when she's not rooting for the Bills.
Okay.
She got 3 out of 5 correct.
Oh, that's really good. Nice work.
Carson, are you ready?
I am. Let's do it.
Question number one. The New England Patriots unveiled a 12-foot Tom Brady statue outside of the stadium. What town do the Patriots play in?
Foxborough.
1-1. Chad Michael Murray says he was hospitalized for 2 months when he was a teenager and almost died when his intestines became twisted up.
Ooh.
Chad Michael Murray is best known for his role as Lucas Scott on which TV teen drama?
Oh, One Tree Hill.
2-2.
One of Kennedy's all-time favorites. The only reason I've known that, I never watched the movie. Or the show, I mean.
Singer Eric Carmen was born today in 1949. His song Hungry Eyes was featured in which classic Patrick Swayze movie?
Is that Dirty Dancing?
It is Dirty Dancing. There we go. 3-3.
Who blocked me on Twitter?
What'd you say to him that got you blocked again?
I didn't say anything to him. Him and our boss, Mike Mullaney, were going at each other. And he said Mike Mullaney didn't know anything about the music business. I'm like, Mike Mullaney's one of the most successful music directors of radio stations in the history of the medium. And that was it.
And he was like, boop.
Yep. Blocked.
No more.
Yep.
3-3. Question number four. Tom Holland shared a video of his first day on the set of Spider-Man Brand New Day, which just started filming. In 2022, Tom Holland and Mark Wahlberg starred in a movie based on a famous video game. What is it called?
Based on a famous video game?
Mm-hmm.
They were the stars of it?
Sure were.
Huh. Right?
I don't know. Pac-Man.
Uncharted.
You know, what was that based on?
A video game.
The video game is called Uncharted?
Yeah.
It's funny, I was going to say that, but I didn't know it was a video game. I've never seen the movie. Anyway, moving on.
3-3. Bob Dylan is back in the studio. He recently had a biopic made about him starring Timothée Chalamet.
Yes.
What is it called?
A Complete Unknown. fantastic movie.
Carson from the top rope gets
it
done.
Hey, let's go.
Four to three.
Bills nice job.
Kristen, unfortunately, nice we job. Can't give you the money, but you are a delight, and we appreciate you calling and playing.
Thank you so much.
What do you want to say to Carson before we get out of here?
I want to say I can beat Kennedy, I can lick salt, but I can't conquer Carson.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Oh, no, no, no. You can conquer Carson. You can conquer Carson.
Okay, Mariah.
Thank you.
Some high notes.
Those whistle notes, Dan.
Kevin Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. There's a lot to love about a brand new Subaru. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say what up to Kelsey from Nashua.
Hey, good morning, Kelsey.
Good morning.
Kelsey's got to get this done quick. She's touring colleges today.
Oh, very cool. Where are you going to see today?
We're going out to see Keene, and then we're going to see Plymouth.
Keene and Plymouth. Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, Kelsey, can you please kick Carson out of the studio?
Carson, can you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck, Kelsey.
Thank you. You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson, we're going to give you $100. Kelsey, are you ready?
I'm ready, yes.
Question one. James Gunn says not to believe the rumors you may hear on the internet about the Batman Part 2. Who plays Batman in the new Batman movies?
Robert Pattinson.
The search is on for the new four-legged star of Air Bud Returns. If you have a dog the same breed as Air Bud, you can submit an application online and make your dog a star. What kind of dog is Air Bud? What breed?
A golden retriever.
And question number three, NASCAR driver Connor Zilich won a race on Saturday, but he slipped and fell while he was celebrating the win and broke his collarbone. Can you name the Will Ferrell NASCAR movie where he says the quote, "If you ain't first, you're last"?
Talladega Nights.
And question number four, Cardi B refuses to apologize to her fans for calling them fat for selling out her merchandise in size 3X, which is a crazy way to thank your fans for buying your stuff. Which New England Patriots player has Cardi B been dating since her breakup with Offset?
Stephon Diggs.
Well, Kelsey, your voice got a little deeper there for a second.
I told you I have someone in the car with me. Is he not allowed to play?
No, it's fine. I don't care. It's all my money. Who's in the car with you?
My husband and our daughter. We're going to tour colleges.
I know. What are their names?
Nathan and Sienna.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
And question number five. Ariana Grande sent a video and care package filled with Wicked merchandise to a 9-year-old fan who was battling cancer. Grande had a number one song in 2020 with Lady Gaga. What is that song called?
Rain on Me.
All right, let's get Carson back in the studio, please.
Carson. Carson.
I just want to play it twice because it's cute.
What?
Welcome back, Carson.
Thanks, sir.
Kelsey from Nashua, who was touring colleges.
Yes.
She got 5 out of 5 correct.
Hey, let's go. All right.
With a little help from Nathan and Sienna in the car with her.
Oh, 3-on-1? Mm. I feel that.
She did most of the heavy lifting, but Nathan chimed in.
All right, I'm ready.
All right. I'm not going to tell you what you got right or wrong because I hear from some other guy who does this a lot that it adds to the suspense.
Dun, dun. Dun, dun.
Are you ready?
I am ready, Dan.
All right, sorry. I had to cough.
My heart is palpitating.
Question number one. James Gunn says not to believe the rumors you may hear on the internet about the Batman Part 2. Who plays the Batman in that new series of films?
Robert Pattinson.
The search is on for the new four-legged star of Air Bud Returns. If you have a dog the same breed as Air Bud, you can submit an application online, too. What kind of dog is Air Bud?
It's a golden retriever.
NASCAR driver Connor Zilich won a race on Saturday, but slipped and fell while celebrating the win and broke his collarbone.
I saw this video. It is scary.
I haven't seen it.
It's bad. Yeah, you know, he does that typical, like, you go to stand up in the window of the car, and then just, I was like, oh my God, that guy's dead.
Broken collarbone sounds tough.
Yeah.
Can you name the Will Ferrell NASCAR movie where he says, if you ain't first, you're last?
Yeah. Talladega Nights.
And question number four, Cardi B refuses to apologize to her fans for calling them fat, because they sold out all of her merchandise in size 3X.
That's... I love you, fans, but... But...
Now, thank you for your money, but...
But...
Which New England Patriots player has Cardi B been dating since her breakup with Offset?
Stephon Diggs.
And question number 5. Ariana Grande sent a video and care package filled with Wicked merchandise to a 9-year-old fan who was battling cancer.
Oh.
Grande had a number one song in 2020 with Lady Gaga. What is it?
Rain on me.
All right, you ready to run through
these?
You
gotta say it like that.
You said Robert Pattinson. That is correct.
Oof.
Air Bud is a golden retriever. That is correct. 2 for 2. Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby.
Yep.
Question 4. You said Stephon Diggs.
Mm-hmm.
That is also correct.
Yep.
And question number 5, Rain on Me.
Hey, wow. Look at that.
There you go.
You know what that means? A 5-5 tie.
Mm-hmm.
It means we give you the money anyway because hashtag suck it south.
Yeah, we love that.
Gotta have it for college.
Yes, that will pay for one pen. That's right. Hashtag suck it south. Well, that is very cool. Congratulations to you, Kelsey. You got the $100. Also, you won yourself a $100 gift card to Stop and Shop. Committed to helping shoppers save, that's why they reduce prices on thousands of products across the store. So you enjoy that $100 and that $100 gift card.
Thank you.
A $200 phone call for you.
That's not bad.
It's a quick 5 minutes. Kelsey, is there anything you and the rest of the gang want to say to Carson before we get out of here?
We're Kelsey, Nathan, and Sienna, and we can't beat Carson.
Why was there a question mark there?
I'm run.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Oh, no, no, no. You can cook a Carson. You can cook a Carson. No.
Can't be Kennedy, sponsored by Subaru. There's a lot to love about Subaru. Just visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say what's up to Elena from Needham.
Hey, what's up, Elena?
Hi, Carson. Good morning.
How was your weekend?
Not too bad. How was yours?
It was pretty good. Pretty good. Not bad. Play a lot of golf with my wife.
Oh, that is a good weekend.
It was a really good weekend. She's getting better than me very quickly.
At most things.
That is not as good.
All right, now that we're done with the niceties, Elena, kick him out of the studio.
Carson, will you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck to you, Elena.
Oh, she didn't say it back.
Oh, good luck, Carson. I'm tired. It's early.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson today. We're going to give you $100. Elena, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, question number 1. 10 years ago today, Can't Feel My Face was the number one song in America. Who sings Can't Feel My Face?
The Weeknd.
Question number 2. Will Friedle turns 49 today. He played Eric Matthews on Boy Meets World. Who was Eric's mentor, teacher, and next-door neighbor on the show Boy Meets World?
Oh, no. I have no idea.
All right, question number 3. Amy Schumer had surgery Friday on her lower spine. She says it's a short recovery and was due to a surfing injury back in the day. Name the 2015 Amy Schumer movie also starring Bill Hader, John Cena, and LeBron James.
Trainwreck?
And question number 4, Sebastian Stan is set to star in Frankenstein in Romania. The director wants him to play both Victor Frankenstein and the monster. What is the name of Dr. Frankenstein's assistant?
Oh, I didn't read the book in high school. I don't know.
And question number 5, Gracie Abrams covered the entire 10-minute version of Taylor Swift's All Too Well at her LA show Thursday night. Which ex did Taylor Swift write All Too Well about?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, that was fast. That's your wheelhouse right there.
That's my wheelhouse.
All right, let's get Carson back in the studio.
Carson.
How do you think you did, Elena?
I think on the ones I answered, I got right, but a little disappointed.
All right. Well, you are correct. You did get 3 correct.
Hey, all right. Nice work.
That's not bad at all. Don't be disappointed. Carson, are you ready?
I am ready.
Question 1.
Yes.
10 years ago today, Can't Feel My Face was the number one song in America. Who sings that song?
That is The Weeknd, I believe.
That is correct. 1-1.
All right.
Will Friedle turns 49 today. He played Eric Matthews on Boy Meets World. Who was Eric's mentor, teacher, and next door neighbor on Boy Meets World?
Mr. Finney.
That is correct. You get 2 dings.
2 points for that one, right?
2-1. I'm rubbing off on you. Question number 3. Amy Schumer had surgery Friday on her lower spine. She says it's a short recovery and it's an old surfing injury.
What?
Amy Schumer, lower spine back surgery. Says it's an old surfing injury.
Is that a joke? I mean the surfing injury.
I don't think so. Maybe.
No.
I didn't read the whole article. I just took the headline and made a question.
Surf's up, bro. Just Amy Schumer surfing.
Name the 2015 Amy Schumer movie also starring Bill Hader, John Cena, and LeBron James.
Oh, I like that movie. That's Trainwreck.
That is correct. 3-2. Question number 4. Sebastian Stan is set to star in Frankenstein in Romania, and the director wants him to play both Victor Frankenstein and Frankenstein's monster.
Okay.
What is the name of Frankenstein's assistant?
Frankenstein's assistant is... Oh, that's a great question. Frankenstein's assistant is...
Gary.
Like, I'm drawing a blank.
Igor.
Oh, Igor. How could I forget Igor? Put some respect on Igor's name.
3-2. Question number 5. Gracie Abrams covered the entire 10-minute version of Taylor Swift's All Too Well at her LA show.
Hmm.
Which ex did Taylor Swift write All Too Well about?
Oh, that's Jake Gyllenhaal, Dan.
Oh, look at you. You get to keep your Swiftie card today.
How could you forget? We played that song a lot.
The whole 10 minutes.
The whole 10-minute version.
4-3. Carson gets the dub. I am sorry, Elena.
Can we play it now?
Do you want to do the 10-minute version?
Yeah.
I was going to ask if you could play the 10-minute version now to make me feel better about this
loss. Is that going to mess up our time-wise?
No, we'll be fine. We'll be all right. We'll be fine.
All right, give me a...
Dan's got to find it. It might take him 10 minutes to find it.
I have sausage fingers.
So what was the final score? 1, 2, 3, 4. 4-3 is the final score. Elena, you did great. Nice work.
Thank you. All right, thank you, Carson. You too.
All right, what do you want to say before you go?
My name is Elena Firmino, and I can't conquer Carson.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.